It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
That swung on it, hit the left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
He skies one to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
Truly one of the great days on the baseball calendar, Mother's Day. If it wasn't for Mom, we wouldn't be in the big leagues. I don't care if you're a player, if you're a coach, you're in the front office, you're a broadcaster. It was Mom who helped nurture your love and develop your love for the game of baseball. All those rides to practice, all those rides to the games, a lot of bad games, a lot of good games. She was always there for you. And we're going to honor her today. It's a really special day in Major League Baseball. And coming up just after this, also very special, we'll have our final installment of Ray Fosse and the Hall of Famer Burt Blyleven. It's been a lot of fun to listen to. But we head back out to Target Field. And, of course, we also want to honor our wives and the mothers of our children. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. And hello, Vince Catronio.
Hello, Chris Townsend. Said quite well, for sure. My wife, Veronica, was with me here. We got a chance to spend part of Mother's Day this morning before she got on the plane back to Arizona. And thankful for three wonderful kids. My mom passed away in 2009, but still with me, of course, every day. And just like you said, I mean, back in Altamont Springs, Florida, driving me to the games to play for the Baldwin McNamara Funeral Home Yankees. Remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah, my mom said before she passed, she says, "I'll always live in your heart." And she was right. And by the way, I haven't seen your wife in a long time. I miss seeing your wife.
Well, she's doing great. I'm still over my skis. There's no doubt about that. And maybe you'll see her at some point this summer up in Oakland. But she's doing well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's kind of the tough thing about, you know, what we've been through the past couple of years is everybody not being able to see each other. But obviously that will be turned around this season. Speaking of turnarounds, Vince, the A's need one today.
You think so? Well, the best news is that they're actually working on the field. So there was some thoughts going into last night with the weather forecast that this game at least would have been in doubt. It potentially would have been delayed a little bit. But we're going to start this game on time, and that's good news. The A's could use some good news. They've got Ramon Laureano back. Hopefully that's a bit of a spark for them in the lineup as well. They've just got to be better. I mean, I don't know how else to put it, Chris. Although when you're facing 102 and 103, it's asking an awful lot, even of the most veteran of teams, to have success against what Mr. Duran delivered yesterday. He was on his game. He was on fire. That was tough to see in one respect and impressive on the other. But the A's will continue to try to grind this thing. And, you know, they had some success earlier this year. The guys that are in the lineup right now that are struggling have had some moments of success. Got to remind yourself of that and step in the box with an idea, not to overthink it, and just go to work, see the ball, and try to barrel it up and put it in play.
Yeah, throw strikes, and hopefully the good Dalton Jeffries shows up, because the good Dalton Jeffries that we've seen this year can compete at this level.
Well, he said in the Giants game that he pitched over in San Francisco, he thought his pace was too slow. And then when he faced when he faced the Tampa Bay Rays, he thought he was too fast. So he's hoping to find that right tempo today. I think he has some confidence going into the game if he can, you know, again, get the sinker going and have enough action on the baseball to keep it off the barrel. I think he has seen some veteran pitchers that are certainly ahead of him in terms of development, but seeing guys like Shane Bieber and guys like Corey Kluber do what they can do without overpowering stuff, getting guys to see pitches that are in then out of the strike zone, he has to be better at that.
Well, keep it dry there at Target Field, Vinny.
We'll do it, Townie.
Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, actually, I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Okay, I'll be here.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. Coming up next, Ray Fosse and the Hall of Famer Burt Blyleven. And we remember our friend, the great Ray Fosse, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage. From player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
Which NorCal drivers are having the most fun right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
This car is actually both reliable and safe and a lot of fun.
My Honda is a beast.
My Honda is delicious.
Honda has the happiest drivers in America and is the most fun to drive, period. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Happiest drivers based on 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
This week at Macy's, give love, give style, with an extra 25% off gifts for Mother's Day when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Plus great deals on fragrance sets from mom's favorite brands like Carolina Herrera, YSL, and more. Or shop super buys like diamond hoop earrings for $999. And specials like 60% off bathrobes. Plus get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store today at Macy's. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
This is A's Total Access.
Well, whenever we get to a certain series, we're going to play you Ray Fosse in one of his old interviews with someone from that organization. And here is part three of the conversation between our dear friend Ray Fosse and the Hall of Famer, Burt Blyleven.
Well, I'll say this, listening to you as much as I did, you were a great broadcaster, and I'm very disappointed that 25 years came to an end. But Bert, I want to ask you a very simple question. 287 wins, you know, fifth in strikeouts, and, you know, of course, Nolan Ryan, you know, I don't think anybody ever touched that. But what would it have meant to you, do you think, from the Hall of Fame standpoint, to get an additional 13 wins, which, if people looked at the, I mean, you're almost like the Jacob DeGrom of today. You know, pitch great, pitch a shutout, and you may win. You know, but that's not always the case because your run support. But 13 wins is all kind of like a 300 wins automatic, just like 3,000 hits for a hitter, et cetera. How much do you think that maybe the writers didn't look at your career in total and see the number of complete games you had, which is off the chart, the number of innings you pitched and all these other things, the lack of run support at times? How much do you think that affected them not voting you in much earlier?
Yeah, I don't know, Ray. You know, you can sit back and say, I'm just thank the good Lord that I have the opportunity to play a kid's game for 23 years. It was a lot of fun. You know, you had to go through your injuries, the elbow surgery, the shoulder surgery, all that stuff. But I'll tell you what, nothing beats having the opportunity to walk into a clubhouse and see 24 other guys with a smile on their face, and you got to somehow entertain them. I miss that. Yeah. I miss the competition on the mound between hitter and batter. I miss that, you know, between the pitcher and the hitter. But, you know, I think it took the writers a long time to finally realize that I won over 13 games in high school, and they added those into my 287.
Oh, that's great. And, oh, by the way, 242 complete games. You know, it may take a team or a league 10 years to get 242 in today's game. So it's remarkable. You know, when
you know the one that I like, right? And the one that I like is the 60 shutouts. That's what, you know, the 242 complete games were good. But if you can go out there and shut out the opponent, and what that does is it gives the bullpen a day off. I don't like the game the way it is today. I don't like the pitch count. Never will. Nobody's going to ever convince me that, you know, 100 pitches is that magic mark. I don't like see a guy coming out in the fifth and sixth inning when runners are on base, and why not? Why can't he work his way out of it? I don't like that at all. I never will. And I'm actually glad now that I'm not broadcasting the games, because I'd probably just say some foul words up there that would probably get me in trouble again.
Well, you're preaching to the choir, because I know Chris Townsend and I talk about that same thing. You know, how can a guy come out and all that?
Constantly, but, Ray. It's unbelievable. 77 pitches and you're in the sixth inning and they're pulling you? Like, are you kidding me?
Well, I like the one.
Plus they have a week off, you know?
Hey, Bert, I was looking the other day when Scherzer and Kershaw went head-to-head, you know, this magnificent starting assignment for both. They went six innings each and combined salary over $60 million. So, to your point, exactly that. Now, several years ago, when A.J. Griffin was with the Athletics, and he gave up a lot of home runs, and you were kind enough, because you guys were in town, it was a rain delay, which is odd in Oakland. I went to the clubhouse, I got AJ in his uniform, and I said, come on, I want you to meet somebody. And I brought him up the elevator, and you talked to him about home runs, because he was giving up a lot. You gave up 50 in 1 year. I know when I caught Catfish Hunter, a lot of those were solos. Talk about the home run and the importance of, first of all, throwing strikes the way you did to give up that many home runs, but also not putting guys on base in front of them to make sure that they were, in most cases, solo home runs.
Yeah, I never minded giving up a home run as long as I'm a challenge hitter. Of course, you'd like every pitch to be where you visualize it's going to be before you throw it, but it doesn't happen that way. And, you know, I gave up not only 51 year, I gave up 96 in 2 years. And I led the league in innings pitched. And I also won 17 ball games 1 year and the 15 the other. So, you know, we had a pretty good ball club with Herbeck and Puckett and Gaetti and Bernanski. We had guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark. And you know what I saw in 85, 86, 87 was the same thing I saw the last couple of years. That ball is different. It's got a rabbit in it with its whole family. You know, back in the 70s, Ray, we used to be able to get a baseball. And if you squeeze really hard, you'd see that cowhide, or now horsehide, whatever it was, you'd see a little wrinkle in there. Try doing that today. Today's baseball is like a golf ball. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I know Joe Madden said, Titleist A2000, whatever Titleist, on that baseball. But
kids are bigger and stronger, you know. There's two ballparks that I wished I had pitched in, Yellowstone and Yosemite. They had no fences.
You know, speaking of home runs, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't you have a conversation with the late great Hall of Famer Robin Roberts, who I think gave up some home runs as well? What was that like?
Yes, he did. And, you go about your business, you're out there, you challenge the hitter. Robin, just like myself, we didn't walk a lot of guys. So, hey, you know what? If you get to 6-1, I never wanted to give up a run, but I'd rather give up a home run than maybe two doubles, because if you give up a base hit, now it's two runs, you walk somebody and creates the havoc. So you go about your business, you challenge them, you play that kid's game as long as you can. And when you turn around and your career's over with, you say, I gave it all I got. You got to be able to look in the mirror and say, I gave it all I got. It was fun.
Yes, he did, and what a great pitcher he was. That was absolute gold right there. Ray Fosse and the Hall of Famer, Burt Blyleven. Coming up next, Mark Kotze, the manager show, right here on A's Total Access. Brought to you by Chevron. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
This is A's Total Access.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections, and Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A'sCast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all work and not play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Each week, Mark Kotze will stop by A's Cast and A's Cast Live. That's our talk show that we do Monday through Friday that you can hear on athletics.com/A'sCast. And we talk to him about the Twins and Ramon Laureano coming back, and he's back in the lineup today hitting leadoff.
They've obviously got off to a good start. You know, they sustained a big injury for them last night, though, in Carlos Correa. So we're looking forward to this series. You know, we're on the road now, and obviously, it's you know, not easy when you're going up against a good Twins ball club, but we'll be prepared.
You know, it's not easy for anybody to lose one of your best players or a lot of players or have guys go on the COVID list. And obviously, with Ramon Laureano going to be coming back on Sunday, you know, you're now getting past that 36 player mark. What has that been like you so far to have to use so many different guys, and yet, you know, you're trying to keep that same message with the entire club?
Yeah, you know, it's been a challenge. There's no question with, I think it's, I saw something in the paper and I haven't kept track of it, but I think there's, with Ramon coming back, 38 players that we've used up to this point, which is a ton of players. But, you know, we did send that message in spring training that it was going to take an army this year, that we were going to utilize everyone in that room. And I think so far, just about everyone that was in spring training, at some point has reached our roster, had a chance to come here and experience what it's like to be a big leaguer. You know, so far I think they've handled themselves very well. And the message is still, you know, hey, we're going to compete to win, and we're going to compete to win each day. So,
you know, you had to deal with the COVID list. Now it looks like you're going to have to deal with an injury with Cole Irvin. How is Cole, and what's his status going forward?
Yeah, so Cole had some shoulder, you know, soreness, I would say is the right word, maybe tendonitis. His bullpen session before we left town wasn't great. We had him looked at. He did get an MRI, which came out pretty clean. So Cole, unfortunately, you know, is on the IL now, so he'll have to be on the IL for 15 days. That's new this year, reinstated as it has been in the past prior to COVID. So, you know, we've got an opportunity for another young kid to come up and fulfill a role tonight. Zach Logue, who pitched in our bullpen and has had his first major league win while he was with us, but he'll get the start tonight here in Minnesota.
Yeah, there's no question you're utilizing that 40-man roster.
Yeah, we have. We definitely have utilized the 40-man roster. You know, we've brought some guys up, some young kids that probably you know, when we broke camp, thought my message may not be real. You know, Mickey McDonald saw some time here in the big leagues. You know, and so through this process, you know, we're starting to get to evaluate some of the younger talent here and get our eyes on them.
You know, when I think about Ramon Laureano, you could just see it in his eyes down at spring training. I mean, he's ready to rock. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, it's not a cliche when you say he plays with a football mentality. He is a tough guy. I mean, for God's sakes, he challenged the entire Astros dugout at one point. Absolutely love Ramon Laureano and the way he plays. Just what's that going to mean for your club, bringing him back, because he's truly one of your leaders?
Yeah, he is. And, you know, as you talk about, Ramon has patiently been waiting to get back to our ball club. You know, he's been through his rehab assignment now in Vegas. And if I know Ramon, he's probably just asking if he can fly here just to be with us before he, you know, has this opportunity Sunday to return to the ball club. But yes, anytime you get a veteran player with some experience, with some history, and as you talk about, with the passion to play the game, you know, being away from it, I'm sure he's going to come in Sunday as excited as anyone in this clubhouse to just be a part of this group again on an everyday basis and to contribute to the team's success.
I've had people ask me, like, well, what do you think they're going to do with him? Like, oh, he's going to play. Because the last thing you want is Ramon sitting next to you on the dugout during the game, right?
Yeah, that's probably true. I know as a player myself, I didn't particularly care for days off, and I probably bothered or annoyed most of my managers when I would sit on the bench as well. So, but Ramon, no, you're completely correct that Ramon's going to want to be in the lineup every day, and we'll manage that. Obviously, he's been, you know, rehabbing and building his endurance, but at the same point, you know, we do have to be somewhat cognizant. It's a long year, and Ramon, you know, coming back to us will need some time to just get his legs underneath him and get used to the grind of the big leagues again.
You know, it's a good problem to have when you got these bats that you want to get in the lineup, but there's only so many spots in the lineup, and you start looking at, you know, you got Pender, you got Piscotty, Ramon coming back, Pache. How do you see the outfield shaking out?
Yeah, as we talked about, you know, we're going to utilize the rotation as best we can. And, you know, hopefully we can get some of these guys hot and get them to, you know, as we talked about a little bit, you know, hitting's contagious. So you get one or two of these guys swinging well and you know, you look forward to hopefully the continuing throughout the lineup. So getting Ramon back, having, you know, as you talk about the outfield, you know, it's a little right-handed, but we do have Seth Brown that we can utilize out there as well. So, you know, it's a good thing that we can extend this lineup with another bat, and hopefully that'll help contribute to our offense.
We'll have part two in just a little bit. Up next, a view from the press box, Alex Jensen along with Martin Gallegos next, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Did you know that with Xfinity Internet, you get fast and reliable speeds? Best of all, you could save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill when you add Xfinity Mobile. Can your internet do that?
Get Gig Speed Internet now for just $49.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract when you also get Xfinity Mobile. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay and 6/30/22. Restrictions apply. New gigabit internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary. Compares pricing of top carriers. Xfinity Internet requires.
Hitting the road with the family on your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad, you know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out of tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet, and you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stitch Fix presents Keegan-Michael Key's Wardrobe Breaker.
Provided the jeans with holes in the wrong places. Two tight sweaters and shoes with torn laces.
Going about the clothes and fit me like a glove.
I'm gonna Stitch Fix it, find a brand new love.
That's right, Stitch Fix makes it easy to get clothes you'll love by doing the shopping for you. So go to StitchFix.com and get $20 off your first purchase within 2 days of sign-up. Terms and conditions apply.
Gonna Stitch Fix it.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
A's Total Access continues on this Sunday from Minneapolis. The A's in the series finale against the Minnesota Twins, trying to salvage the final game of this three-game series. We're joined by Martin Gallegos, who covers the club for MLB.com. And Martin, obviously the offense has been struggling. The A's do get a big bat back in Ramon Laureano today. He's going to be batting leadoff. How do the A's kind of break out of this little slump? I'm sure his energy will help.
Yeah, I think it's, obviously it's, you know, putting him in that leadoff spot. You know, you're looking for a spark there. They've tried different guys in the leadoff spot here in this kind of rough stretch that they've gone through and really haven't found anything that really leads to, you know, extended offense in terms of scoring runs. So I think it doesn't hurt to put Laureano in there. And I know he's excited to be back from baseball. We all know the energy that he brings, the passion that he plays with. So maybe that's something that could kind of rub off on the offense a little bit.
I feel like they've been having some better at-bats, you know, in the over the final few innings, over the last couple of games, making a little bit of noise. I know, again, scoring runs has been at a premium for the club, but maybe some better, more competitive at-bats this week here in Minneapolis than especially the last series against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, you know, the last homestand was really rough towards the end there, you know, where they just, I mean, I think that last game against the Rays, they you know, finished the game. You know, they saw 90 pitches from the Rays and the game was over. So, I mean, that kind of tells you the way the offense was going. But, yeah, especially the last couple of days, they've had a couple of chances in the ninth inning where they get guys on and it looks like, you know, they're only down by, you know, a run or two and they've got a chance to potentially tie the game or go ahead and they just can't get that big hit. And I think that's what they're waiting for, is just getting that one big hit that kind of, you know, breathes a sigh of relief into the offense. It kind of lets everybody get a little bit more comfortable, you know. I mean, they always say, Kotze always says, you know, offense is contagious. It's a thing said around baseball. But I think that really could be the case with these A's. If they see one guy just get a big hit, maybe, you know, the guy behind him can kind of breathe a sigh of relief and not feel like, you know, I got to be the guy to get us out of this slump. So, you know, maybe it's Laureano today. Maybe it's somebody in the middle of the order. But I think they need one guy to kind of break out, whether it's a home run or, you know, a big hit in the gap. Just see something, you know, to kind of, you know, be a big boost for the offense and, you know, get the dugout going.
Obviously, Stephen Piscotty to the injured list today. What are you hearing about him?
Well, you know, he was definitely limping around pretty good when last time we saw him. I think it was a grade one calf strain, so not too severe in terms of, you know, the three grades. But, you know, it's just it's kind of rough to see him go through injury just because we've seen him so often the last few years, you know, kind of struggle to stay healthy. And it seemed like he was finally healthy to start this season. And, you know, he was playing decent. You know, he wasn't off to a great start, but, you know, he was getting consistent playing time. And now, obviously, going to the IL, you know, he's going to miss a while. And, you know, we don't know, you know, if he'll need a rehab assignment or anything, but it seems like, you know, he'll be out for, you know, a good while. So, you know, it's tough for him. I know that, you know, Kotze and his teammates all love him, and we all want to see him do well, you know, Bay Area guy. But, you know, it sounds like he might be out for the period being, but obviously getting Ramon Laureano back was kind of, you know, a good timing in that aspect of it.
Of course, a bright spot for the A's this week has been the starting pitching and the pitching in general. Zach Logan, James Caprillion back-to-back, and the bullpen has been quality as well here in Minneapolis. What did you see out of Caprillion especially after, you know, a rough start back in Oakland coming off the injured list? And he really pitched well yesterday.
Yeah, I think, you know, when he was working his way back from rehab, we actually talked to him before his last rehab outing. And, you know, he talked about, you know, developing a new slider and feeling like his velocity is back to what it was, you know, in his Yankee days before the Tommy John. And, you know, he goes out there for his first major league start and just, you know, looked completely off. And you kind of start to worry, you know, is it like an injury thing, because he's, you know, always had a history of injuries. But I think it was just, more just, you know, one of those days where you don't have a lot of command with your fastball. And, you know, it just happened to be his first start back, which was unfortunate. But, you know, this last start in Minnesota definitely looked like, you know, the James Caprillion that he feels he can be. He threw the slider a lot, almost as much as the fastball. That was one thing that stuck out to me. And he was getting a lot of, you know, swing and misses with it, making guys, you know, look, you know, a little off with their swings with it. So that seems like a promising pitch for him. The fastball command was there again. And, I mean, he went out there and he was competing. You know, he was putting up zeros against Sonny Gray. And it was a good pitching duel. But, yeah, the starting rotation overall has looked really, really sharp here early on. They're going out there giving them a chance to win. It's just, you know, the offense has kind of struggled to back them up. But, I mean, if they can continue getting these pitching performances and the offense gets it going a little bit, you know, they can get on a little nice streak here.
A.J. Puck also pitched back-to-back days for just the second time in his career, first time this season. You had a piece on MLB.com about some of the adjustments he's made. What are they and how have they helped him succeed this season?
Yeah, so he's made a few over the past year. I think, you know, one big one was adjusting his arm slot. You know, that one kind of helped him. I think he thinks it's going to help him stay healthy because obviously he's had arm concerns in the past. He added some weight this offseason, I think about 25 pounds. It's noticeable. He's a lot bigger. You know, his taller frame is a little bit more filled out. And he's changed the, you know, the way he stands on the mound, more standing towards the first base side, which I believe, you know, gives left-handed hitters especially more deception. And that's something that the A's kind of preach to their left-handed pitchers, to stand on the, you know, left side of the rubber to give their breaking balls a lot more deception, a lot more sweeping action, I guess. And it's certainly working for Puck. I mean, he's been dominant, you know, to this point. You know, from day one, he might have had like one maybe shaky outing, but you know, the fastball velocity is up to like 96, 97. The slider has just been pretty much an unhittable pitch. I think it's one of the, early on, it's, you know, you look at the Statcast numbers and stuff, it's one of the most unhittable pitches in baseball, and he's getting a lot of strikeouts with it as well. So, I mean, he's always been a guy who, I mean, who knows, maybe he could still potentially one day turn back into a starter, but he's always been a guy who I felt is ideally, you know, can be like a Josh Hader type, like Mark Kotze mentioned in spring training, a guy who could, you know, go multi-innings and you know, close out games late. I mean, you would love to have a guy like that in your bullpen, a guy, you know, he's a lefty, but he can face lefties and righties and get them both out. And eventually, I mean, who knows? I mean, he could eventually move into a closer role with this team if his run of success this year continues.
Martin, appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
No problem, Alex. Anytime.
All right. On a Sunday, that's your view from the press box with Martin Gallegos. More A's Total Access is coming up next.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnik giving chase at the wall. And out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24-7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend. Presented by Chevron.
Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. All righty, we do have some scores this morning here on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. It's the White Sox leading the Bo Sox 3-0 in the sixth. In the bottom of the fourth over on Peacock, Phillies 2, Mets nothing. Bottom of the first, scoreless for the Royals, Orioles, Rangers, Yankees, Brewers, Braves, Pirates, Reds, Guardians, Blue Jays, and a lot of other teams are starting to warm up and get ready for their Sunday action. Time for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Well, this is not an injury, but it's great to have Ramon Laureano back. Here's Mark Kotze.
Yeah, you know, I think it's exciting, I think, for him and for us to get him back. He's been a part of that group in there for a few years now, and he's been a guy that obviously you watch him play, his passion, his energy. So getting him in there, getting him up at the top, you know, I think all of us are just excited for him to have an opportunity and to get to play a game that he loves.
I mean, the bottom line is that you bring a guy back who's going to bring intensity, he's going to bring some accountability, and he's going to be ready to rock. Can't wait. They need something right now. Hey, these guys are trying. You know, that's the thing that's good to see under Mark Kotze. They've lost eight straight, but you're getting their best effort. It just is what it is. But now you bring in someone like Ramon with that kind of fire, that kind of attitude, that kind of will to win. Hopefully, it will help this ball club that is really struggling to score runs and figure out how to win games. That is just a reality. Coming up next here on A's Total Access, part two of the Mark Kotze Show, as we get you ready for the A's and the Twins here on Mother's Day. A's Total Access brought to you by Chevron.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's lastdivebar.com.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
You can hear the Mark Kotze Show every Friday on A's Cast Live. Then we replay it on A's Cast. You go to athletics.com/A's Cast. Here he is talking about his young center fielder.
Yeah, no doubt. And we focus on a lot of the new verbiage, I guess you could talk about, you know, the swing out of zone percentage, the swing in zone percentage with Pache, and he's done a decent job of controlling that. You know, we look at his exit velos and his hard hit contacts to identify, you know, kind of where we can turn his focus to and what we do need to encourage or to work on for Pache. And, you know, we're going to continue to grind on that. Our hitting coaches are doing a great job. Our analytic group is helping alongside just in getting us this information that we can, you know, really focus on an area for Pache to become the type of hitter that we feel he'll be successful with at the major league level.
Yeah, this is the problem with baseball. It's a game of failure. You are going to fail. And obviously, everybody at this level has the physical talent. It's like sometimes you guys got to be psychologists because you got to work so much on the mental side with these guys.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I look at my career dating back into college, and I used a gentleman named Ken Revisa from the mental side of baseball. came from the Harvey Dorfman school as well. So, you know, there's a lot to say and to learn about those processes and how they'll help you through the challenges of the everyday grind. You know, I think I don't know another sport that plays 162 games, you know, as consecutive as we do. And as you talk about, you know, the greatest hitters in the game hit at a successful rate of 30%. So it's a challenge to keep positive, to stay positive. But that's what we're here for, you know, as a coach, as a player, former player, with the experience of going through those ups and downs of a season, you know, you have to continue to send that message that, you know, tomorrow's a new day or today's a new day, and you've got a chance to go out and have success.
You know, as we talk about how hard it is to play the game, it's also hard when everybody's talking about you and every single time you go out there every 5 days, like Frankie Montas, if you throw the ball well, next you know, there's all these articles that, oh, you're going to get traded. You're going here. You're going there. What do you think that's been like for him so far? I got to imagine that's not easy. It's got to be a little unsettling.
Yeah, it can be. And we talked about that in spring training as we went through, you know, the guys that were part of the core being traded. And it's really, you know, in my mindset, let's worry about what we can control and not what we can't. And so I think on Frankie's end, he's done a fabulous job of just setting his mind that he's an Oakland Athletic and that all the other rumors and the trade talks are out of his control. And what he can control is his preparation, as you talked about, to pitch and be ready every fifth day to give our ball club the best chance to win and have success. And he's shown that up to this point this season. And, you know, the performance he had for us on Wednesday, you know, as I talked about it, you know, after the game, you know, we just you hate to let that performance go and not give him an opportunity to get a W out of there. He gave us one, and we just didn't come through for him that day.
You know, ever since AJ Puck was taken out of Florida, you knew that this guy could really be something special once he is healthy. We're truly starting to see it. I mean, when you're in the dugout and you're looking at how uncomfortable these hitters are at the plate against him, do you get that? Do you start thinking of all the different ways you possibly could use him? Because he's really starting to become a weapon for you.
Yeah, I think, again, you know, we have to be patient with AJ. This is his, you know, opportunity. He's taken advantage of it from that standpoint with the performance. I think the best thing that we did was Scott Emerson and AJ made the adjustment to getting him over on the first base side of the rubber. I know as a former player facing left-handed pitching, a guy like Randy Johnson that was on the first base side of the rubber, when the ball starts out behind you, it's more than uncomfortable. It's darn right scary, right? So, yeah, AJ's adjustment has been great. His mindset, you know, day in and day out, you know, which is a conversation AJ and I had out of spring training, my expectation level of AJ. And I really think he's taken it to heart, and you can see that in his performance as he goes out and takes them out.
Let's end on this. What do you think about 4 days in Detroit and playing 5 games during that time?
Well, now that you mentioned it, Tony, it's going to be a difficult task. I don't recall playing 5 games in 4 days and having the grind that we're going to go through. And it's actually more than that because we come home to a doubleheader against the Angels on Saturday. So if you look at the big picture, I think it's 15 games in 13 days. You know, we're going to have to utilize our pitching in a manner that keeps everyone, you know, hopefully healthy, and we get through this in a positive manner. That's the outlook. But we'll take it one day at a time and build on, you know, hopefully some momentum going into that series. But like you talked about it, it's definitely a lot of games in a short amount of time for us.
To hear the entire interview, go to athletics.com/acecast. Up next, Tommy Evers, the hitting coach, with Vince Catronio from Target Field, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Did you know that with Xfinity Internet, you get fast and reliable speeds? Best of all, you could save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill when you add Xfinity Mobile. Can your internet do that?
Get gig speed internet now for just $49.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract when you also get Xfinity Mobile. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay and 6/30/22. Restrictions apply. New gigabit internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary. Compares pricing of top carriers. Xfinity Internet requires.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
How do you make the most of your land? Everyone has their way. The Nelsons depend on their John Deere Gator XUV 835R to get
from point A to point B with decoys and the dogs.
As much as we got going on, it's all about efficiency.
And if you ask the Mosers what they use their Gator XUV 590M for, they tell you.
The most fun we have on the Gator is just ripping around the property.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is A's Total Access.
They are the most famous words in Major League Baseball. It's not play ball. It's we have a window, because it seems like we're going to get this game in today. It's cloudy. We've had some rain this morning, but hopefully this game will start on time as we visit with A's hitting coach Tommy Everidge. And first, passing along a happy Mother's Day to those in your family. My mom is no longer with us. My wife, the mother of our three children, is always a special day for them, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I actually got to call the wife, already sent in the text. The kids made some cinnamon rolls for her, and then I'll call my mom. But, yeah, it's a big day for the people who support us.
So your first big league hit in 2009 was against the Red Sox, Jonathan Papelbon. And I always ask guys, as years have gone by, when they had that magic moment, who gets the baseball? And it kind of goes back and forth with a number of people. Did mom get any MLB memorabilia from Tommy?
Yes, she did not get the ball. My mom has been hoarding my cards. I used to give them to her like at the end of the year, but now she won't even give them back. She like loans me one. I'm like, I have three kids. So mama has the cards.
That's great. So you've got Ramon Laureano back. He's batting leadoff today. He is certainly the energizer bunny, has been for years. What does he maybe help do with the lineup?
Yeah, I think, you know, what you said, like, he's got energy. He could maybe hit a home run. He can hit a triple. You know, he could steal a base. And, you know, I think just that fresh blood coming in here, you know, I think the team's definitely going to be excited to have Ramon.
Look, I can grind on the numbers. You know them better than I do. You're watching it from the dugout, pitch by pitch. It's tough right now. It's a challenge. What's it been like still trying to preach the positivity and preach process and results?
Yeah, you know, I think just trying to keep, you know, everyone's mind right, like confident, like, you know, they're the best hitters in the world, right? You're on a big league roster. Like, stay positive about yourself and go out there and compete. And I think when you get away from the numbers and you just go up there and go, I'm not going to let this guy beat me, I think that's the best way to go about a tough stretch. And remember, you don't need a hit, maybe a walk, something to spark, you know, the people behind you.
Tommy, we were talking with Mark Kotze yesterday about, at that point, still nobody had 100 at-bats. So how do you look at those first, you know, close to 100 at-bats? And he said, look, we have to improve our chase rate. We have to do better of swinging at pitches and making better contact of pitches in the zone. It's certainly a statement to make. It's a challenge, obviously, or else everybody could do it. What are you seeing in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, the guys, their work. You know, the good thing is, you know, we had the good stretch early, and we've had little ebbs and flows, and maybe we're in, like, a, you know, a bottom stretch now. But just reminding them, like, hey, a week ago you were doing these things, and, like, you know, it's not that far away, because I think when you get in a little funky, you think you're never going to get out of it. And so just trying to hit up on that pass thing and, right, like, why can't I barrel a pitch in the zone? Like, I mean, if you keep it like that, I think it can stay positive.
Would somebody like Christian Pache, who's trying to really build some roots and be the guy in center field and be a guy that can be counted on in the lineup, one thing that's been reminded to me time and time again, while the numbers are not where he wants them or anybody wants them, he does have one special skill, and that's swing speed. So how does that play out for him?
Yeah, I mean, when Pache hits the ball, it's, you know, he hits it hard. Like, he's got that explosiveness in his body, and so, you know, it's like, hey, just keep going. You know, he's had some tough luck, hit some balls hard and right at people. You know, the other night he lines out to left. And so it's just reminding him, like, if you just can get there, everything will take care of it. And, you know, and he's been grinding. He's been showing up positive and still going about his work the right way. And so that's all you can ask for.
Appreciate it, Tommy. Thank you.
Yep.
Tommy Evers joining us. Townie, now back to you.
All righty. It's the final game of the three-game set in Minnesota at Target Field. Hopefully rain, stay away, and we have a beautiful Mother's Day and some A's baseball in the Twins. Cannot wait. Enjoy this one, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.